WCBS News Time, 12:21. Joining us now is Ben Zimmer, executive producer of VisualThesaurus.com, Vocabulary.com, and our resident language maven. So this afternoon, we take a look at how Apple Steve Jobs changed the way we communicate. First of all, let's settle a score here. Where did the name Apple come from?
Well, the name Apple, that was definitely the invention of Steve Jobs, and his fellow founder of Apple, Steve Wozniak, tells a story about how they were just driving along, and he said, I got a great name, Apple Computer. He had recently worked on a sort of a commune-type farm. There may have been apple orchards there, but he was also a big fan of the Beatles, so he was likely inspired by Apple Records, the Beatles record label.
Uh-huh.
And he just thought that was a great name, and it was certainly unusual, even though it's a simple word, it was very different from the computer company names of the time, which were all very high-tech sounding.
Right. Did he come up with every one of Apple's well-known slogans?
No, not necessarily. I mean, we can think of slogans like Think Different, for instance. That was a famous slogan when he came back to Apple in 1997. That was actually an ad agency that came up with it, but we identify it with Steve Jobs so much because it just seemed to fit his unique personality and his very persuasive, charismatic way of speaking and making us want to buy those Apple products.
Yes. Any other examples to tell us about?
Well, he famously called the Macintosh insanely great back in 1984, and that's just the way that he spoke. He just had this infectious enthusiasm where he would use words like magic, revolutionary, incredible, and, you know, he'd use sound effects like boom when he was showing off a new product, and it was just, he just had a real gift for language.
When the famous Apple logo was first developed, featuring the bite taken out of one side, it really offered a visual pun, too, on the word bite, as in B-Y-T-E, right?
Yeah, that's right. It was a nice little visual pun for people to catch on. And, you know, they used words in that playful way very often. For instance, just the I prefix, which started with the iMac, but then got attached to everything, iTunes, iPod, iPad, and everything like that. So they knew how to leave these linguistic signatures that people would remember.
Well, thank you for joining us live. As always, that's Ben Zimmer, executive producer of VisualThesaurus.com, Vocabulary.com, and, of course, our resident language maven.